Here at the Farm Progress Show at the Growth Energy Exhibit with me is Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy. And we had Richard Childress out here, American Ethanol, National Corn Growers Partnership with Growth Energy. How is that working out?
It's working great. The American Ethanol banner that we put together, the coalition for NASCAR, we couldn't be happier. I think we're getting our message out there. And Cindy, as you know, our biggest challenge is misinformation about ethanol. And you had the opportunity to hear from Richard Childress here today, who not only used to race himself, but has an extensive racing operation. And from the performance standpoint, they've had no problems. They get more power. They're not losing mileage. They want to do more. And I think that helps us turn around some of this misconceptions that's out there, or sometimes manufactured misinformation. So we're excited about it. Yeah,
you've had lots of races already that you've had a presence at. What kind of reaction are you getting from people?
We get a great reaction, actually, from the fans, and we're getting a lot of reaction from people who watch it at home on their television sets. They see the ads. They say, it's about time, you know, you guys, if somebody stood up and told the truth. And that, again, that's our biggest challenge, not here in the Midwest where people are familiar with it, but you get outside of the Corn Belt and a lot of people don't know what ethanol is, and if they do, they've only heard negative stuff perpetuated by our critics that don't want to see our nation succeed in producing our own fuel.
Well, speaking of people outside of the Midwest who don't really know what ethanol is, up in Washington, D.C., what is going on there these days?
Anyone that tells you they know what's going on in Washington, D.C., hold on to your wallet and your watch, because all they're doing is guessing. You know, Congress returns next week, and obviously they got a number of challenges. I don't think anyone really has scripted out how this they're going to address any of the challenges. You know, from our perspective, we still want to get access to the marketplace. We know we're a cheaper fuel, a better fuel. We just need to be able to present that to the consumer. The success may depend upon what kind of attitude Congress comes back with. You know, if they just want to divide along partisan lines for the next election, I don't think much will get done. But if they really are serious about working together to address the nation's challenges, which is a whole range of them, everything from jobs to the economy to our industry and others, then maybe we can have some success. But we won't know until they return.
Well, and with the, you know, with the whole deficit, the super committee, with everything else that's going to be going, as farm bill considerations coming up, ethanol is going to be talked about quite a bit in D.C., I would assume, in the next 6 months to a year.
Well, it has been, and it's been talked about considerably over the last 6 months. The problem is they never want to do anything. And as you know, Cindy, the ethanol industry came together. We had a plan that would actually have saved the federal U.S. taxpayers at $1.3 billion over a five-month period. And because of some of their partisan divide, because some of them had made these pledges, they wouldn't do it. It does not make common sense, but we'll survive. You know, we had in the last week, we've had an earthquake, a hurricane, and now we're prepared for Congress.
And I guess we're hearing the car revving up here in the background.
Yeah, they got it fired up.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Tom Bias here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur with the NASCAR American Ethanol car in the background. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.